Hey, Ohana. Welcome to this week's episode of the Married to a Disney Addict podcast. We are your hosts, Crystal and
Matt,
and this is show number 26. Last week, we started part one of our chat with Sue Passauer as we discussed some of the basics when it comes to sailing with a Disney cruise line. When we released part one, we thought it was the perfect timing as Disney opened bookings for the 2025 sailings. Little did we know that DCL would be surprising us all around the same time by revealing info on its next ship, the Destiny. With that exciting news in mind, we hope you all enjoy part two of our conversation as we share some of the basics on what else a voyage aboard a Disney cruise has to offer.
You know, you shouldn't spend all of your time in the room on the cruise. They offer so much fun stuff to do that you have to explore.
Look, you know, that's the thing about it. They have a great, depending on the ship you're on, they have a great pool deck. You know, all of the pool decks are designed a little bit. They have multiple pools. All of them have some type of fun water feature. You know, you have the different play areas for kids. You know, it was actually a question that came up last night as somebody said, it's the little details you need to know. Kids with swim diapers can't swim in the pools. It's a U.S. public. It's a statute. You're not going to be able, but Disney's got incredible play areas, water play areas. That really is all you need for kids who are in swim diapers. They have them on every cruise ship. So they have wonderful play areas. You know, you'll have the Aqua Mouse or the Aqua Duck or the Aqua Dunk. You know, I mean, they've lots got that's there's lots of aqua, you know, the newest being the Aqua Mouse, which is the first roller coaster at sea on the Disney Wish.
Cool because they have like screens, right? Like with like characters inside the different tunnels and stuff, right?
It is. And I'll tell you, it's they have more than one storyline on those screens. So you want to ride it more than once.
Go rewritability.
And there's actually hidden Mickeys in it.
Oh, okay.
So a lot of people don't know that. There's actually
hidden Mickeys. We're going to have to go Mickeys. On the Wish.
We do. We have to plan a Wish trip.
Come Lincoln, on. It's Lincoln. Easy. A 3 or 4 night. You got it.
Lincoln loved the pools. He spent a lot of time last week talking about it. Like you said, there are multiples, right? Some of them are like the Mickey head shape that's usually shallower for the little kids. They have like a deeper one for the adults. They don't have like Olympic size swimming pools where you're doing laps. This is more for you to just kind of relax and hang out.
It's to stay cool and do it, you know. The other thing I'll mention is a lot of them, not a lot of them, they do. They have, for those people who are like, you know, I just don't want to be around the kids. I need a break. there are adult pool deck areas that are adults only.
Which we no longer get to enjoy.
Unless we send the kids off to the nursery and the kids club, which Lincoln or grandma and grandpa.
Yeah. So there are adult swim areas. I will say, not to say it, on the Wish, it's really cool. It's at the back of the ship and it's like an infinity pool.
Oh, that's cool.
You can have your drink and just sit there. There's like a seating deck in the pool and you can just watch the ship sail away. So it's really cool. But, you know, there are multiple activities on there. You know, whether you want to do the pool, there's, you know, the detective agency, there's all kind of internal games. There's a sports deck. You know,
basketball court, mini golf
on some, I mean,
like foosball tables are set up, ping pong tables are set up. What else do they have? They'll do, I think they have like pickleball now in one of the courts that you can do when they change the basketball, the netted basketball court, I think, into like something like that.
Yeah,
they have lots of fun activities, like sports activities.
They do. They have a, you know, one of them has, they've got the golf simulator.
I was going to say the Goofy's sports simulator, right?
Yeah. Right. So, you know, there's plenty of things to do. Everybody's like, okay, what do I do on the sea day?
Always.
Trust me, when you finish, you're going to come back and say, oh my gosh, can I have one more sea day? Because I couldn't do everything on the ship.
We love sea days more than port days. Like we love days at sea to really explore everything that it has to offer, because they do. They have all the pools. They have tons of water activities. They have tons of like games and sports, but they if you want to relax, they have a full service spa where you can go get massages and different treatments. And they have like the, what is it called? The rainforest room. I've never done the rainforest room.
Oh, the rainforest room is very, very relaxing. Yeah. And it is, and it is kids free. You know, you can buy a length of sailing pass for the rainforest room. Subject to availability, you can buy daily passes for the rainforest room. It's a little different on each ship. The Wish being the most different of all of them. The Wish is really nice because on the Wish, they actually have a whole exterior deck for the rainforest room.
Okay.
That's a private deck. That's really, really cool. But no, you have the rain, you know, you have that, you have, for people who want to exercise, they have wonderful,
these people,
they have, yeah, I know.
They make me feel so bad about myself. We were on, we were on the cruise in July, and one night Lincoln's not tired, right? It's like 10 o'clock at night. He's like, let's go out and explore the outside. He wants to go on the deck. So we're on the one deck we can get to, and it happens to be the running deck. And these people, it's 10 o'clock at night and they're jogging and they're running. I'm like, what are you doing? Why are you doing that?
there is, but there's usually a great workout facility. They'll have, you know, they'll have fun classes too. They'll have, you know, Peloton classes. They'll have sunrise yoga. You know, a lot of people like their sunrise yoga with just a veg when they're out. It's, I mean, no, but come on, no, what's more beautiful?
There's no goat
yoga. But I mean, think about it literally. What could be more beautiful than sailing at sea, being on deck as the sun rises, doing relaxing yoga? Can't say I've been to one yet, but maybe it's on the bucket list to try.
They definitely have the fitness and all that stuff, which is great. People have much more willpower than I do, and they'll go do that on vacation. But that's just scratching the surface because, again, and I can't stress this enough for people who've never been on a Disney cruise, because the one thing that kept making me worry about my first one was I'm like, I want to try a cruise, but I don't want to try a Disney cruise because it's just going to be, and this was before I was a Disney addict, right? This is when I first started and I met Crystal. I was like, I don't want to be trapped on a kid boat. I don't want to be, you know, where I'm just hunting for Mickey Mouse and Cinderella and getting autographs. Like, that's what the park's for. I don't want to be contained to a boat where I'm doing that. But that is not the case. You can definitely do that, right? That is a big part. If you're there with your family and that's what you want to do, you can easily do that. But you can also not see that stuff like really ever, unless you're just happen to be walking through the atrium when a princess is out taking pictures with little kids, right?
Right.
You can... There's tons of entertainment for both families and for adults that adults can enjoy the family entertainment, but they can't enjoy, the kids can't enjoy the adult entertainment. But entertainment wise, they have two theaters, right? Where they have stage shows in one, and they have an actual full-on movie theater right on board as well.
Yeah, all of them have a movie theater. Now, the movie theaters typically just show movies. Right. They do have a stage theater. A couple of the ships will have, it's not really a theater. It's the D Lounge, or it's called Luna on one of them. They have another kind of where the game shows happen.
Yeah.
And look, kids, and what's the big thing on the Disney cruise ship? What's on almost everyone? Bingo. oh my gosh. Bingo is, I had never played it. I had never played bingo on a cruise ship until recently. And now I can't imagine going on a cruise ship and not playing bingo.
We have to try it. So we've seen the bingo. So the cool thing about Disney Cruise Line is they used to give you, it was called the Navigator, the paper Navigator, where every morning you would get it and it would tell you all of the different events and activities that were on board that day. Now it's all on an app, right? You have the app. I think
you can still ask for a paper navigator.
Right. But now it's on the phone. It's right there on your fingertips. You can save what you want to do and make like a schedule for yourself. So it's convenient. It's cool. And we always saw bingo. We've always seen bingo, and we look at it and we go, oh, that might be fun. But we've never done bingo.
I'm telling you, go do it. You'll be addicted. and they have these cool, it's no think bingo. You just get to be excited because they actually give you these electronic iPads and you basically say, yeah, I want 40 cards. And they put your cards on the bingo iPad
Okay.
It marks everything. And then, like, as you're getting closer, your ones with the most pop up at the top. And you're like, I'm
Okay.
like three away from winning, you
Yeah,
know?
I don't have to search. It just does it all for me.
No, and the, like, the activities or cruise director who's announcing, I mean, the ones that do bingo are hilarious.
They get
You
into
know,
it. They have a lot of fun.
they definitely get into it. But, you know,
Yeah.
you hit on a lot. A cruise is more than just the pools and the activities on. You know, they have great entertainment. Broadway caliber shows, definitely. They'll
So
usually have.
we can't skip over that, because that is one of the fun, most fun things that they do. And I know a lot of cruises do like live entertainment shows and stuff, but when we went, we got to see Aladdin, which is my favorite Disney movie. So to see them on stage, Genie was hysterical. They also what they had
Frozen.
They do some that aren't even really based off of like a specific movie, where it's
They
like
have some
music
Disney ones.
or
I mean, they'll have, like,
the Golden
you know, and I
Mickeys.
keep saying they have
Yeah,
the
the
Golden
Golden
Mickeys.
Mickeys.
They'll have there's one of them, Disney Seize the Adventure. That's the opening show. There's the Little Mermaid. There's Aladdin. There is, I'm trying to think of the other ones that are on there. Of course, now I like the Golden Mickeys.
There's one about the girl that makes the wish.
The draw, like the artist, right?
Is it the art?
Where the drawings come
And then
together or
everything comes to
something.
life. She has the
Different
sorcerer
characters.
hat
Yeah, the
on.
different characters come
Yeah,
in.
I
Yeah,
always
it's so
like
much
that
fun.
one. Yeah.
And it's a big theater. It's a big theater. Like, it has like an orchestra, it has a balcony, it's got little boxes on the sides. It's really cool.
No, it is. The theaters are gorgeous on the ships. Not only do they do the Broadway shows in there, if they have musical acts, they'll be in there. Most of the time, if they have, they'll have a comedian or a juggler or
Magician.
something like that, a magician, they'll do the shows in there. Sometimes they'll do them in the smaller venues for a little bit more intimacy, particularly with the adult acts. But no, the theaters are very large. They usually do, so people know, they're like, well, maybe we go off and talk about, Disney has two seating times for dinner. They have our early seating time and they have a late seating time. The early is usually around 5:45. The late one is usually around 7:45 to 8 o'clock. So they'll do two showings of the shows at night. They'll
The
have one
opposite of
either,
the seatings.
right? You either do show and dinner or dinner and a show. So that's usually the way that I put it. But that's yet another aspect of Disney. But no, the entertainment aboard Disney is fabulous.
Yeah, so they have the theaters, right? A movie theater with a regular schedule. It's mostly, and the cool thing about the movie theater is it's not just old Disney movies, which they do, but it's also like the brand new release ones that are in theaters, or maybe even sometimes slightly before they release in a theater. Like, if you're there like a day or two before it comes out on land, they might show it. When we were there, they had the new Little Mermaid, they had the new Indiana Jones, they had the new Guardians of the Galaxy. So they had some newer movies as well from when we had sailed that you get to go to. They have the little concession stand out front where you could buy popcorn and drinks and candy and bring it in.
They do.
So,
And so people know, once you buy, if you buy the bucket, it is like Disney Parks. You can actually go in there and get refills for the popcorn. So if you buy it on day one, it's always a good investment because you can go get refills on your
discounted refill.
popcorn
Not
bucket,
free. It's
discounted
like a
refill.
dollar or two
Oh,
to refill it or
yeah,
something like
it's
that.
reasonable. And,
Right. It's worth it if you're gonna do it every day.
absolutely. Absolutely. So, a lot of people ask, you don't need reservations for the shows on there. The seating in the shows are first come, first serve. I will tell you that concierge guests do get a little advantage. They do get to enter the theater earlier and pick seatings out before it opens up to the remainder of the guests. But the theaters are large. I'll be honest, I can never remember wanting to go see a show and not be able to get a seat.
You might not be in the front,
So,
but you'll get a seat.
right. And I, kind of, if I think about it, if you go through, each ship has its own shows, kind of to give you a rundown. I mean, if you're on the Disney Dream, currently you're going to see Beauty and the Beast, the Golden Mickeys, and Disney's Believe. If you're on the Fantasy, they have Frozen, Aladdin, and Disney's Believe, which, you know, they do repeat a couple. The Magic has Tangled, Disney Dreams, and Twice Charmed, which is a Cinderella-based story. The Treasure has Disney's Aladdin, Disney Sees the Adventure, and they have not named what the other show is going to be on the Treasure yet. At least I don't think so. I'll have to look that up. I can't recall. The Wish has Disney Sees the Adventure and The Little Mermaid, and then The Wonder has Frozen, The Golden Mickeys, and Disney Dreams. Okay. So,
different,
you know,
options on different boats.
There are, you know, repeats, it's not exactly they repeat some of them, but, you know, there's a great variety. They do, as I say, bring on other acts to, you know, come on to the show, whether it be a magician or a comedian or a juggler. Yeah. They typically will do an adult show. And you know what? It's Disney, but it is an adult show.
Oh, yeah. So
when they say adult, don't bring your kids.
It's adults only. Yeah. So we're chatting about the entertainment, and there's definitely more, right? You will see Disney characters where you can get the autographs and take pictures all over the boat, right? I guess the hub would be the atrium, is where you'll find a lot of them, but they are in other locations as well. And there's a schedule if you want to know where they're going to be. And, you know, Lincoln had a ball doing that. They have a Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique on board where if they want to dress up as a princess. You mentioned Pirates Night, which is a real big fun activity night. And Lincoln got to do that, the Pirates League, where he went and he got dressed up as a pirate and they did the beard and everything. And he had fun running around with a sword. So you have stuff like that. They have other games that you can do that they set up for both families. And
Disney Trivia is huge.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, they have trivia on sea days. They have trivia everywhere.
Right.
And whether it's Disney based or Marvel movie based or the 80s or the 70s music, you know, they have trivia all over.
Yeah. So we're real quick, we'll talk about one of the fun little events that they did on the Fantasy when we were there. And they do this, I think, on most of the boats. What's it called?
Oh, Jack-Jack's Diaper Dash.
Yes. Jack Diaper Dash.
And so, we have a special person in our house.
Yeah, a champion of the Jack Diaper Dash.
Ooh.
So we did this in, and I bring it up just because I couldn't believe how big this event actually was, right? We had heard about it.
Oh, it's crazy.
It's amazing. It's probably the biggest event that they do on the boat, like number wise.
And people turn out to watch it.
Yes, that's what I'm talking. So for those of you listening, the Jack Diaper Dash is for children who crawl. They can't walk. They can't do anything else. They can only crawl. And you sign up, and they literally put like this little racing thing, like a mat down with different lanes, and they put the kids in, and these crawlers race, and they do different heats depending on how many kids sign up, and then they crown a Jack Diaper Dash winner. So we did this with Landry because he could only crawl. We're like, okay, you got to do it, man. Like we bought him the little Incredibles like costume suit. And he was kind of bald, but he had the blonde hair. So he kind of looked like Jack. So like, we're going to do this. We go down there, like, get there 15 minutes early to sign up. We're like, okay. So we show up 15 minutes before and we get to the atrium. And when you say people turn out for this event, people turn out for this event. The atrium is like three decks high. Every one of the balconies was like two, three people deep on each of the decks, like looking over. The atrium was crowded with people. Like you could not believe how there were hundreds of people to watch this event, right? And they have the...
And you're not sure... There. You're not sure who has more performance anxiety, you or the kid.
Right.
Because the parents are like, please let my kid crawl.
Right, exactly. So we signed Landry up. There was like enough kids for like two heats. There's like five or six kids in each race. So we sign him up. We put him down. They're like, yeah, you know, Lincoln. I think we started with me and Lincoln were down at the other end because you're allowed to call the kid to come to you, right? So Crystal was with him, and then they start it. And it's just hysterical, right? Some of the kids don't move. Some of the kids start going backwards. Some of the kids are like zigzagging around. This one girl shoots out. She's like halfway down when nobody else is moving. We're like, okay, well, it's over, right? Then she just sat down halfway down the lane. Link Landry takes off. We're finally able to, people are brought, these people who are watching are screaming, chanting. They're like, yeah, number five. Yeah, or like they say the kid's name. So some of them look like Landry. They start chanting and stuff. So Landry actually wins the first heat. The next heat goes, another girl wins. So it comes down to Landry and another girl. And whatever, it's fun. We could show a video of it, but Landry ends up winning, right? He wins the Jack Jack Dash. And they make the big announcement. They give him a medal. He gets a bib. And the people were literally chanting his name like he just won the Super Bowl. There was time people were coming up saying, can I take a picture with Landry, with Jack Jack, right? People remembered him 2 or 3 days later and they were like, oh, he's the one that won the Jack Jack diaper dash. It's a huge event. So they do stuff like that as well. It's so much fun everywhere. But if you don't want to do that, you don't have to go. You go somewhere else and you completely ignore the other things that are going on. There's so much entertainment for families on the boat.
It's wonderful. I mean, really, you know, I always try to tell people, yes, it's Disney, you know, and you have a lot of multi-generational families that travel on Disney.
Oh, yeah.
You know, whereas you have kids, you know, your brother and sister don't have kids. They're just adults. Yeah. You know, you have grandma and grandpa. Yep. And you really have to make is they cater to that. They know that's what they have. They know that's their market. Yep. So, you know, while you're doing that, they may have a beer tasting, you know.
Right. So that's what I was just going to say. It's not just for families with kids, because there is tons. And you've mentioned this. There's tons of adults only entertainment and things to do on board.
There are. I mean, there's, you know, on a couple of the ships, there's actually an adult entertainment area.
Yes.
I got that makes it really that right. Yeah. The fantasy, the dream, they have an actual adult entertainment area.
Yeah.
The Wish is set up a little bit different, but they do have, right? It's more spread out.
Yeah.
It's more, I guess they'll say intimate venues, but it is, you know, after a certain hour, adults only. So, you know, that's a nice aspect of it.
They have many lounges with different themes. Like when we went to the fantasy, it is like, it's kind of like, is it like the downtown area? They call it like Disney down, like whatever they kind of call that region. But there was like a champagne bar. Then there was like a more fancy, if you want to sip wine. Then
I love
like
the champagne. I love the champagne bar.
The champagne room.
The champagne bar is really good.
Then there's our favorite on the fantasy was O'Gill's. It's the Irish pub. And it looks like you walk in, it looks like an Irish pub. Then there was like the Skyline one where they have different cityscapes on the screens around you and you can get like martinis and more fancy cocktails. They have like a dance club for adults where if you want to go dancing, you can do that. And it's all in one spot. You can almost, you know, bar hop. You can go from like one lounge to the next and just get a drink in each one or whatever you want to do.
Of course. Of course.
There's entertainment in all of those. They have live music and games and stuff. So the adult area like that is pretty cool.
It's very cool. And so, you know, just know that, you know, and then they have trivia that's built just for that. You know, it gets very competitive when people are going to win the 70s, 80s, 90s music trivia.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, it's hard. You know, they're just not playing Rick Springfield, you know, Jesse's Girl on the thing. It's hard, or, you know, whether it be movie phrases, and people get into it.
Yeah.
I mean, we are really competing for those Mickey medals or the baseball caps or the keychains. You know, there's a lot of pride if you win one of those.
Yeah.
But they do have that for the adults. But the other thing that they have for the adults, too, and you haven't said it yet. Come on, Matt. Dining.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
it's always food. We're going to do a whole episode on food. But there's two restaurants, right, on board that are adults on the fantasy, right, that are.
On the fantasy and the dream, you have Paolo and Remy. It's different. You know, one's Italian, one's French. They're different. Gotcha.
It's not just the cuisine with those two. it's different experiences.
It is. It's an elevated experience. Right. Definitely. It's
because Remy is like this multi-course chef tasting type menu, while Paolo is still an elevated dining experience, but it's more of like your traditional, I'm going to go to a nice Italian restaurant and order what I want. But the tip is you can, our waiter just brought everything Alvarez. But they're like, you want this and you want this and this and this and this. You want everything on the menu. So just eat everything.
Yeah, just eat everything. That's just, right. Just order everything.
You do pay a little bit for those. It's an upgrade, those two, Remy and Paolo. But you
do.
It's not just like a little tiny, like especially at Paolo, like you can literally order everything on the menu for that set price.
That's correct.
Except for the alcohol.
I was about to say, alcohol is not included on anything with Disney Cruises. So remember that. You know, you're always going to have that. But you do have, Paolo, that's on all of the Disney ships. They renamed it on the Wish. It's not Paolo. So you have Paolo on the Magic, the Wonder, the Dream, and the Fantasy. On the Wish, they actually call it Paolo Steakhouse.
have you eaten there, Sue?
At Paolo Steakhouse?
Yeah.
I have. And it's very, very similar.
Okay. But is it more of a heavy lean towards steak?
No, you know what? I'm not going to say yes or no.
Okay.
They maybe don't have as many offerings. It's a smaller space. Think of Paolo Steakhouse on the Wish. It's kind of like an L shape.
Okay.
So it's just I hate to say it. It's just a different experience.
Got you.
They probably do have some more steak offerings. I didn't look at the steak offerings when I went, even though I am a steak girl. I kind of went to the more traditional Paolo things that they have on the Magic and the Dream and the other ships. Yeah. They also have Remy that we talked about. That's the French inspired restaurant. That's only on the Dream and the Fantasy.
Okay.
And then on the Wish, they have a restaurant called Enchanté, which I'm going to tell you, it's beautiful. But the really cool fact about Enchanté, I learned this when I was on one, they have one sitting a night. So of all the tables in there, they're only sat one time.
Oh, wow.
So if you have a reservation at 7:30 and the restaurant opens at 5 and say you're assigned to table 4, or however they assign it, no one sits at that table that night except you.
Oh, wow.
So it comes with a pretty significant price point on it. but it's a very, for lack of a word, exquisite restaurant. Not necessarily my call to fare. I'm going to stick with Paolo. But for people who like that super elevated, a champagne, they have a champagne pairing that goes along with their menu. For somebody who is into that and wants that 3.5 hour long meal, it lights out,
And those are more of a set menu. It's like a chef tasting menu. Where they'll still accommodate allergy and stuff, but it's more of a set. It's not like you just pick what you want like you would at Paolo.
No, you still have some selections. You do still have some selections, but it is a more limited menu, definitely.
Right. I remember, so we did Remy once, and because we were like, we got to try it. It's on the boat, And I remember they had a foie gras, if I'm saying that correctly, dish. I had never had that before. Didn't know what it was. They were like, oh yeah, so we're just eating everything. I remember it started off with grilled cheese and tomato soup, but it was in a single bite. They put it together and I ate that. I'm like, oh, this is so good. It was simple. I liked that. So they started bringing everything out. I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to try it. I liked that first bite. So they bring out this foie gras stuff and they're like, yeah, it's foie gras with caramel and macadamia nuts. So I was like, oh, it's like a dessert. Like, cool. Like I'll try it. So I scoop it and I put it in my mouth. I was like, what am I eating? And I just couldn't do it. I couldn't do it from there. And I was like, I'm not doing this. I ate a couple more things. By the end of it, I was still hungry because it's more of a tasting thing. It's not these big, huge things. So it's like, I can't, we've never been to Remy again. But that's just because that's my palate. That's my palate. I don't, it's an experience. It's something you should try. If you like the food, do it. But I'm going right across the lobby and I'm going into the other restaurant because they're right across from each other.
You're a steak and potato kind of guy, Italian.
You know, there's nothing wrong with that. Everybody has their say.
But that's the cool thing about Disney Cruise Lines. They give you a little bit of everything for everybody's, you know, we're talking about food, for their taste bud or for what the experience they're looking for.
Yeah. And, you know, and that's the other thing about them that you have to remember. Disney does, and we haven't talked about the main dining, but Disney does their main dining a little bit different than other cruise ships. Most of, really all different cruise ships. There usually is a main dining room. You go to the same main dining room every night and you sit at your table and you're done. At Disney, you actually have three different dining rooms on each ship that are the main dining rooms.
Right.
They do rotational dining. So you rotate through those dining rooms on the ships as your cruise progresses.
Right.
Of course, for a 3-night sailing, you're going to eat in each one time. For, you know, a 7-night sailing, you're going to eat in each one two times, and you'll eat in one a third. And there's some crossovers between the restaurants. Like, you know, one of the big popular ones is Animator's Palette. And that's on the first four ships, you know, the Fantasy, the Dream, the Wonder, the Magic. Then you'll have, you know, Royal Court on the Disney Fantasy, as compared to the Royal Palace on the Disney Dream.
Right.
I think the third one on both the Dream and the Fantasy is Enchanted Garden.
But but the Wish has probably some of the biggest differences in those rooms because, right, they have like the Marvel one.
They do. They have Marvel. They have Arendelle, a Frozen dining adventure.
And that's like a show, and then, right? There's like a bit of a show with the Frozen one.
And there is a show with that one. And that on the new ship, the Treasure, is going to be where the Mexican restaurant goes.
Nice.
But they also have 1923. That's probably my favorite.
That's what I want to eat. I want to try that one.
That 1923 is probably my favorite. I'm trying to think of something to compare it to. It's got the feel of a Hollywood Brown Derby.
Okay.
And throughout the restaurant, particularly on the Wish, they have two different sides to it. They have the Walt Disney side and the Roy Disney side. Same restaurant, same menu, same design. It's just how they split it up on the ship because of how the ship's constructed. But within that ship, they have like all the Disney prints from the different movies, the sketchbooks and the maquettes and, you know, just different little tidbits and artifacts and drawings from all of the Disney movies. So it's really a pretty restaurant to eat in. And not to say that their steak there is, to me, like one of the best meals.
That's what I've heard is the steak. I've never been there, but I'm getting this in my head when I look at it and stuff. I get it's like a mix of, like you said, the Hollywood Brown Derby and maybe like Steakhouse 71. The new one.
Yeah, I think that's a great. I think that's a great way to. I think that's a great way to explain it.
They have great restaurants. The cool thing that I like is your servers. So you get a serving team of two people, and they follow you from restaurant to restaurant. So it's even though you have three different dining rooms that you're going to go to every night, it's not like you get a new waiter every night. They follow you. And they learn very quickly what you like, what you don't like, what your preferred beverage is. I can't, by the third night, Lincoln got down there and his chicken fingers and French fries with his Mickey shaped ketchup was on the table waiting for him before we even got there.
They're hungry.
Yeah, there was a beer waiting for my father-in-law. There was a Sprite for Crystal. Like, they knew exactly what you wanted and they had it, and you become friends with them. Like, they tell you about their life and working on the cruise and they take pictures with your kids. And
look,
they picked up Landry one night when he was crying so Crystal and I could eat, and they were like playing with him for a little
bit. It's amazing. I mean, some guests build these bonds with these servers They end up, it's hilarious. They end up friending them, like on Facebook. They follow them. They know when their contracts go and come with Disney. They follow which ships they're on. And then I can't tell you the number of times I'll have somebody that'll be like, hey, we're sailing on the Dream next week. You know, so-and-so from Ecuador is going to be on there. Can you request him as our server? Because we just love him. There's some people that book their cruises based on the servers and that they want them to serve for them. But you know, there's great restaurants. And one thing I wanted to say is on the Disney Treasure coming out, Frozen is, it's keeping 1923 in World of Marvel, but Frozen is being replaced by Plaza de Coco. I couldn't, the name Coco was escaping me. You know, of course it's going to be that same setup, and you know, we're all thinking there's going to be a show that's going to be based off of the movie. So that's going to be really, that's going to be really nifty.
So those are your sit downs, but you have other options for food. They have the buffet. Of course, every cruise is right. I think a lot of people associate eating on a cruise ship with a buffet, right? Like that's always like an option. Is it Cabanas on the Wish? I know Cabanas is on the Fantasy.
No, it's not. It's Marceline Marketplace on the Wish. That's their buffet area. They also have a area outside kind of on the pool deck that's called Mickey's Festival of Foods. It's where you'll find barbecue and pizza and hot dogs and hamburgers.
That's the, is that a buffet or is that the quick service location?
It's kind of the quick service locations.
Okay. Right, right.
But you do have Marceline Market that's on the Wish, whereas you have Cabanas that's on the other ships.
So Sue, on... at like Cabanas and at these buffets, do they, is it available all day? Is it just breakfast and dinner or breakfast? Like what, when can you go to the buffet?
You can go to the buffet. It's going to be for breakfast and lunch, you know, pre that thing. We don't, the name that shall the not be said, the Dark Ages. They did do all of the meals, but now they just do breakfast and lunch. Now, the really quick service locations, right. They want you to go to the main dining. They want you to go to the specialty dining. They will have the quick service areas that are open for those nighttime open meals.
Yeah, like throughout the day.
Yeah, those are open from, you know, late morning all the way through the late evening.
Like 11 o'clock.
But the buffet area is only going to be offerings for breakfast and lunch.
And they have, so the menu changes every day at the buffets, which is great. They have tons and tons of food. I will say Crystal was a fan on the days because it kind of, like I said, it changes. And we were there for 10 days, so it was a long cruise. She loves the crab leg day when they have the cold crab legs. She's always like, we got to go to the buffet because it's crab legs.
They always seem to have cold crab legs on the day you embark, too.
Right, right, right. They're not the people eating the crab legs.
Exactly. Embarkation day is always, they always seem to have the cold crab legs.
And then there's also, for breakfast, you have to go when they have the Churro Mickey waffles. Those are good.
I can't say that I've actually had the Churro Mickey waffles, but, we, again, you know, I'm going to have to go with-
10 days and they only had it once. They had it one morning.
Yeah. Well, you know, good. Matt, what I really thought you were going to say is the reason that you go on the Disney cruises is for the unending flow of soft serve ice cream cones out on the pool deck.
Yes. That was a huge hit when we went, especially with Lincoln every day, sometimes twice a day, because you can go whenever you want. It's literally open. Just as long as the quick service are from late morning, like 11 o'clock to 11 o'clock or whatever. And yeah, he had so much fun. And like you said, it is self-serve. You go up, you grab your cone, you pull the handle, you make the cone as big as you want, and you just go from there. And it was, people loved it.
Yeah, I was on a 4-day cruise and I want to say, you know, my son, it was a competition for him. It was a 4-day cruise and I want to say he was upward of 60 something ice cream cones.
Oh my gosh. That's a lot of ice cream.
So, I mean, I don't know how, but I literally believe him. Now he's skinny as a stick because he didn't stop running on the ship. But
he was one of those guys we saw at 10 o'clock running around.
Exactly. You know, and the funny part is he's 18 years old when he was doing that. Okay. So it was fun. But no, the food offerings on the ships, no matter what you want. But yeah. Go ahead, you can say I know what's coming.
Forget, you can eat right in your room.
That's right. Disney does have free room service. That is one of the things. And yes, for anybody that wants to know, you can order a Mickey ice cream bar to your room. I think the two most popular things ordered to rooms are Mickey ice cream bars and chicken tenders.
Their chicken tenders are delicious. I know there's another gentleman out there that is a staunch supporter of the chicken fingers on Disney Cruise Line, and we agree with him 100%. There is a third thing that we would add to that list because we got it every single night.
Chocolate chip cookies.
Warm chocolate chip, because you can ask them to warm it up. Warm chocolate chip cookies and ice cold milk every night to the room before we went to bed, and it was great.
Yeah. I remember you telling me that. So
service, the buffet, the quick service locations, and the three main dining rooms, that's all included in your upfront cost, right? Of the cruise. The tips aren't included. If you buy alcohol, of course, that's not included. Like you had mentioned earlier.
But you know, another thing with Disney that is included, that isn't included with a lot of other cruise lines, is soft drinks are included in your cruise fare. There's machines up on the pool decks that have, you know, soft drinks that you just bring your cup up there and go get you. They have cups, or you can bring your own and you get your own. Coffee is always up there. And then when you go to dinner at night, your soft drinks are included with your meals. So that is a little bit of a difference, because with other cruise lines, you will have to buy a soda package if you know you're a soda drinker. So it's a nice little perk, you know, of something you don't have to pay for. You really can go on a Disney cruise and not spend a penny on food and still have incredible food while you're on a Disney cruise.
Oh, those while Paolo, like the add-on is $30 or something like that. It's definitely like that elevated experience, right? Because it's a smaller, more intimate location. The food is a little bit different. Well, I'm not complaining at all about the food we got in the three rotational dining rooms. Even at Cabana's, like the food is good. I that's one of my favorite parts of the Disney Cruise Line is the food.
Right. And you know what? It's great. You know, one of the things that you said too, that you touched on, was the gratuities. A lot of people are like, well, how do you tip these people and things like that? And it kind of goes down. Disney does include a mandatory, actually every cruise line requires a mandatory gratuity be paid. You can pay those in advance before you get on the cruise, or you can choose to have them added to your onboard portfolio. Disney ships are cashless. So you'll put a credit card or cash or something on file with Disney, and that will be charged to your onboard portfolio when you're on there.
They're 14 lovely magic bands and just tap away if you have to.
You can. Magic bands are starting to make their way onto the Disney ships now. Yeah. If not, you have your key to the world card, I call it, or your key card that opens for your room that you could charge back to your room with. But gratuities are, I think, $14.50 per person per night. So whether you're an adult or you're two, you're going to pay $14.50 per night. A lot of people ask that. But that does go to paying your cabin steward, your dining team, and it's distributed out to them. Of course, if you think they do excellent service, you can give them a little extra. On your last day, they'll deliver some little envelopes where you can put your prepaid tip ticket in there. Or if you want to add some additional funds, you could put that in there and hand it out. And, you know, in most cases, I'll be honest, they all certainly probably deserve a little bit extra.
Definitely. Like I said, picking up Landry when he was crying to try to help us give us a few minutes to eat our meal. Like they don't do that at other restaurants. That's a Disney thing.
So that's a Disney thing. I agree with you.
That's amazing. But tons of food. Like I said, we'll do a deep dive into food where we talk about like what they actually serve and all that stuff. I want to jump back real quick because we did skip over something when we were talking about adults and the adults only entertainment, the things offered, because a lot of families, parents might think, well, I can't do that, right? I have a 6-year-old with me. I have a 2-year-old with me, a 1-year-old. How am I going to do that if the kids aren't allowed? Disney, because it's Disney, has plenty of things to entertain your kids without you there. And you have the benefit of knowing it's Disney cast members that are taking care of your children and entertaining them to the point where your kid might not want to be with you at all at any point during the cruise because they just want to go to Kids Club.
Which is absolutely. One of
the coolest things that they do on Disney Cruise Lines is Kids Club. And it's different levels, right? You have a nursery for babies. Well, they will take little kids. They have Kids Club for people like Lincoln's age that are younger and they want to play and do games. They have like one for tweens and they even have one for teens where they have different levels of entertainment for them.
They do. They have for the youngest, the little bitty bitty babies, they have a Small World nursery. Yep. So that's where you would bring the infants.
You have to reserve a time for that one. And do you pay for the nursery as well? Correct.
You do pay for the nursery. It's not. I'll look at, I want to say it's like $8 an hour. There's a maximum on it, but no, it's not a ridiculous. It's wonderful. You know, I mean, it is definitely a wonderful option. If you want that meal away that night or something like that to be able to do that. Then from there, you step up to what they call the Oceaneers Club. The Oceaneers Club is going to be for those ages from once they're potty trained, 3 years old, up until they just recently redid the ages on that. I'll get you the ages on that. And then from there, you jump up to Vibe or Edge. Then that's for the teens, the tweens in that age. The Disney Wish actually has a place called the Hideaway. they don't have Vibe or Edge. They have the Hideaway. But there's programming for them. You know, I mean, I remember mine going up there and they'd be like, what are you doing? Oh, we're going to play dodgeball. You know, and I mean, there's wonderful programming. There was even one I remember, and gosh, this was years ago, it seems now, that they were up in Edge and they actually on Castaway had their own excursion that was just tailored to them. So the kids' programming on the Disney ships is phenomenal. I will say the Disney Wish probably has one of the coolest kids clubs of all. They have a special section that's just Star Wars. And then they also have the Marvel Superhero Academy that's in part of there too, where they actually can don their own suit. They play a game while they're on there. They build points. They do different missions. It's really cool.
On the Fantasy, so they have like, it's like two different rooms on the Fantasy. One is where they had like a little mini movie theater where they have showing a movie, a dance floor, where they do activities and crafts. Lincoln loved, there was like a simulator where you could drive the boat. And then there's another room that did have different like movie themed areas. So there was like a Toy Story area for like the smaller kids. There was a Star Wars area where he could pretend he was flying like the Falcon or whatever.
Right.
And there was a Marvel area. And we actually got to go to that part with him because it was an open house. So if parents are listening and you don't really know about it too much, they have open houses where you can go with your kids and see what it's all about. And they do that throughout the cruise. It wasn't just like the first day, which was nice.
Right. They do it on the first day. I will tell you that. Right. If you want to go see what your kid's going to be doing, it is one of the first things I recommend to parents on the first day is go to the kids club, go tour it out, go see what they're going to be doing.
Yeah, especially if you're an anxious kid.
Right, exactly. You could go through it with them, show them what is going to be happening. They usually fall in love with it. Now, once the ship sets sails and the clubs are open and operating, parents are not allowed in there, except during those designated hours, like you said, where it is open house, where you can go in. And those are printed on the navigator,
right,
on your phone or on the paper navigator to show you when those open houses are.
It's super safe. Like you drop your kid off. They give the kids a special magic band that they actually zip tie on, so the kids can't take it off. They have to scan in. They scan out. You have to come pick them up. They'll text you if your kid is requesting to leave earlier than you are going to get back. So it's very, you know, it's like another level of just taking the stress off and the worry off, knowing that your kids do have all that other opportunity to go have fun with the other kids on the boat. Kids, Lincoln's making friends. And I think that's one of the things that separates Disney Cruise Line from other cruise lines, is the extent to which they go to cater to kids and to families, because every cruise line is going to, you know, I'm sure Norwegian and all them have options for kids, but probably not to the same extent as a Disney cruise line is going to have.
You know, they all approach it differently, and they each have, you know, they each have their own, you know, things that cater to kids. I mean, you can look at it and, you know, there's competition for that family market, you know, I mean, you've got Disney, who's cornered the market on kids' time and how to cater to kids, and, you know, the aqua coasters and just the Disney theme with the characters. I mean, that's just not something, you know, that the other ships
can do.
Have, you know, not to say that they don't have their own characters that might pop out here or there. But, you know, you can look at the other ones, like recently, you know, to say it, you know, Royal Caribbean has their brand new ship, Icon of the Seas. They have a 5-slide water park on the ship, you know, that is absolutely mind-blowing. I mean, it's incredible. you know, and then you look at some of the newer Norwegian cruise line ships. They literally have double-decker go-kart tracks on their ships. You know, so, but Disney certainly does know how to cater from, you know, the very young all the way up to the tweens and teens, right, to keep them entertained. And they do offer wonderful programming. You know, even when you get, and this is something, you know, I think we need to go on to, and we haven't really talked about it, is, you know, Disney has their private island. And they will have their new island opening soon.
Right. Which is, you know, that falls, I think, under the excursion category, but a different level of excursions, because you do have your ports, right? Whatever itinerary you have, the Disney Cruise Line is going to pull right into port right next to another boat, and you get off and you go off and you do your things, right? They say, okay, you got 8 hours on the island, just be back on by this time, and you do what you want to do on the island. But Castaway Cay is a private island. It's usually your last stop, right, Sue? Am I correct in saying that?
In most cases, but not always. In most cases, but not always. There are a few exceptions where you'll actually go there first, but that doesn't typically happen.
Right. Well, sometimes you might end up going twice, right? Sometimes
there are double dip cruises. Right. There are double dip cruises. And it's funny, when they do a double cruise, they'll actually clear the whole island and you go back the next day. So it's kind of funny the way they do it. But no, they do have that. So you'll have, you know, Castaway Cay, that is their private island. The really great thing about that is there's actually kids clubs on the island. But there's a family beach, and for your adults, there is Serenity Bay, which is adult Bay. Only.
We didn't get to do that last time.
I missed that last time. It's so relaxing over there. I highly suggest, even if you're going as a family, trying to get the kids to go to the kids club so you can even take just an hour to have peace over at Serenity Bay.
It is extremely peaceful. There's their own restaurant over there where, you know, you can have your nice lunch quiet lunch. There's a beautiful deck area. You know, it's very serene. Serenity Bay is a very good name for it.
Get the little cabana, get a massage, grab a hammock, just relax.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you have the family beach on the other side, and you've got, you know, the family beach, the music's pumping. There's the little water park out in the water. You know, you've got Cookies Barbecue 1 and Cookies Barbecue 2. you have, once again, the unending flow of ice cream cones. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'll be honest with you, most of the time I go, whether I have kids or not, I hang out on the family beach just because I kind of like the fun vibe there.
Yeah.
But you do that. And then coming this summer, you have Disney's new private island retreat. Disney's Lookout Cay at Lighthouse Point. Thank you, Disney. Could the name have been any longer? I'm trying to figure out how they're going to put that on a shirt. You know, Lookout Cay at Lighthouse Point.
Castaway Cay fits nicely.
Exactly. Exactly.
Now this one is, it's not a private, is it? It's on a bigger island that has something else like over on the other part. It's like a section of the island, right? That I'm understanding.
You're correct. You're exactly correct. This is not a private island. What this is an island
area.
Exactly. They have a certain peninsula on the island that they have purchased. It's the island. I think it's Eleuthera. Eleuthera is the island it's on. But they have a certain area of that island that they have gone in detailed and made their own. So there are, you know, there are other people that will be on that island.
Right.
But that area will be restricted to just Disney guests.
And I'm sure they'll have similar stuff to Castaway Cay. They'll have a place to eat. They'll have a couple of the island bars. They'll have an adult section, a kids section. They'll probably have kids club options and excursions, because they do offer little excursions too on Castaway Cay. Like Lincoln and Crystal went swimming with stingrays, and they do snorkeling, and you can go fishing and boating and all that type of stuff.
Exactly. I'm sure they will. They have not put out a ton of information about it yet. so we're kind of all waiting to see how that goes. But no, there's, you know, I'm sure it's going to be, you know, look, Disney knows what they're doing, and I'm sure, you know, they'll have private cabanas, they'll have, you know, different activities, whether it's a family area or a water, you know, I know in some of the pre-images I've seen, there's, you know, still the private cabanas, there's the bar area, there's a kids water play park area. It's going to be beautiful. I have no doubt.
Yeah. And the thing to remember, and it's not just Castaway Cay, or their new islands, but any of the excursions in the ports, the port days, you don't have to get off the boat, right?
No, absolutely.
I know at Castaway Cay, the majority of people do, right? That's one of the draws of the Disney cruise, is their island. Most people will get off the boat that day. But I can tell you, like, when we go on them, if we have a Bahamas day, like at Nassau, we don't get off the boat. We let everybody else get off the boat. And the boat is still running. You can still go up in the pool. You can go to the movie theater. You can go eat. You can do, and it's less crowded. So,
oh, it's the best days to do the pools and water slide.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's when they're the least crowded, you know?
Right. So you don't have to get off the boat. So don't feel like you do. I know, like, we love Castaway Cay. Cookies Barbecue is fun, but it's a very limited menu. You don't have as many options to eat. So if you don't feel like having that burger or chicken, you can stay on the boat and you can still get food if you have to. But that is another option.
Don't shortfall the ribs at Cookies Barbecue.
Yeah.
I mean, the meat falls off the bone.
Oh, the food that they cook there, they know what they're doing. Barbecue. Yeah. The food that they do there, they definitely know what they're doing. But if you don't want that, you do have the option of, you know, staying on the ship any of those days, right? It's your boat. You can do what
absolutely. You could get on a Disney cruise and never get off of the ship.
Right.
Just because it goes in a port doesn't mean, you know, you'll have cabanas open. Every day, a lot of people don't know this. Every day for breakfast and lunch, there will always be one sit-down restaurant that's open. So if you don't feel like eating a buffet or, you know, for the quick bread, simply find out when restaurants open and you can go there and have a waiter service sit down meal.
So that's,
you know, so that's a nice thing. You know, some people just strictly go on a cruise to relax and they don't want to get off in the ports. They just want to enjoy the show.
Right. Yep. So there's tons, like I said, we're going to do multiple episodes on these, on food, on Castaway, on excursions. But we didn't even talk about shopping, right? They have stores for the essentials and Disney cruise gear, just Disney gear. You could buy art. There's jewelry stores. There's so much on these boats. We'll be doing more. But I feel like we did a decent job of giving some of that basic, you know, the quick rundown of the basic must-knows when it comes to traveling on a Disney cruise line.
You know what? We did. We've only skimmed the surface.
I can talk for another 12 hours on the food.
I mean, look, I can sit here and really go into depth about each element of it. But, you know, there's so much fun and enjoyment aboard the Disney cruises. There's so much to go over. And, you know, and look, not to say it, but once again, this is the reason you want to use a travel agent.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody who's familiar with the Disney product, because you need to know what's there to make it relaxing, to be able to enjoy it, and to get the most out of your cruise. Yeah. You know, you're investing a good chunk of money when you do this.
Yeah.
And you want to make sure that you get everything out of it that is part of the experience.
So real quick, before we wrap up, Sue, can you tell everybody how can they, because again, you just said it, we 1000% endorse you. We trust you with our vacations. We tell everyone that we talk to reach out to you. Where can everyone reach you if they are interested in a 2024, 2025 cruise or any other Disney adventure park, any sort of vacation?
Sure. You can email me direct. My email is Sue. And my last name is Passauer. So it's Sue.Passauer. That's PASSAUER @ MEI-travel.com. I also think on your community pages, Matt, you have a link that they can be linked straight to me, and it has my direct contact and phone number on there.
Right on our website, we have all your information.
Yeah, or they can message me on Facebook. You can go to the MEI travel website, and I have a page on there that you can reach me, or just give me a call. Whatever is the easiest way. You know, MEI and Mouse Fan, we love Disney. So if you're already working with the MEI advisor, please feel free to reach out directly to your MEI advisor. They'll take wonderful care of you. And you know, there's so much fun. There's so much excitement coming out with the 2025 itineraries. And, you know, but there's still plenty of availability for 2024. You know, you don't have to wait till 2025. If you want to get on one in 2024, we can do that as well. You know, we didn't even touch about all the specialty cruises, the Halloween on the high seas,
Marvel Day at Sea. I want to do that so bad.
Yeah, I've actually experienced both. I've actually experienced all the holidays. Halloween on the high seas, Christmas cruises, Marvel Day at Sea. That's just another element of what makes Disney so special. And, you know, there's plenty of availability for all of those. So, hey, just do it, you know? And I promise you, once you do it, you'll be striving like Crystal did to get to gold.
I can't wait for my next cruise. I now want to go to the next status. What's the next one? After gold?
Okay.
Platinum? Let's go, Sue.
All right. So, hey, look, when we're hanging up, I'm calling you back so we can get you booked.
So we got to go to Disneyland first, Sue.
Yeah. So, well, we got that. See, that's 2024. Now we just need 2025. I mean, come on.
Now, before we actually end, I'm throwing a curveball at you, Sue, because I didn't tell you we're going to do this. But it's it's one more lightning lane question. I know you did this many episodes ago.
But considering, I'm ready.
What is your favorite Disney Cruise Line ship?
Oh, that's a tough one. I am going to have to answer probably the Disney Dream. I mean, it's a toss up between the Dream and the Fantasy.
Yeah.
Sister
ships.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they're sister ships. I mean, it's hard to say the Dream or the Fantasy, really, because to me, they're kind of one and the same. I just like the name of the Disney Dream, so I'll go with the Disney Dream. But I'm going to be honest, I'm excited to experience the Disney Treasure because I'm a traditionalist Disney fan. And with all the little nuances they have coming out, I can't say that this girl might not be swayed.
I know we are very much hope. We haven't been on Wish yet, but we may skip Wish to go to Treasure because we are very interested in what they're doing there.
Yeah, well, we'll see about it. We're going to be talking real soon. So, but thank y'all so much for having me on today. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I hope that hopefully people have learned a little bit more about Disney cruising and, you know, and that they'll reach out when they're ready to book their next cruise.
Definitely. We cannot endorse you more and suggest to please reach out to Sue or your MEI Mouse Van Travel agent, whoever you're working with, to do that for you, because they are simply the best at what they do.
Well, thank y'all very much. And everyone have a wonderful summer's almost here. So let's get the party started for summer vacations.
Well, thanks again, Sue, for coming on. We always enjoy having you. I'm sure we'll talk to you soon. I know you already said you're going to call Crystal as soon as we hang up about booking a trip, but I'm sure you will be on another episode very, very soon of the show. So thank you. We always appreciate it.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Crystal, for having me. I certainly enjoy it.
Well, Ohana, that's it for this week's episode. We want to thank our good friend Sue Passauer for joining us to chat all things DCL. Again, if anyone is thinking of booking a trip aboard one of Disney's cruise ships, including their soon-to-be sailing vessels, the Treasure and the Destiny, be sure to reach out to Sue to get you the best possible deal. We also want to thank you all for tuning in, and we want to invite you to come on the podcast to share your Disney story. Feel free to reach out to us either on our website, marriedtoadisneyaddict.com, or on our socials on Facebook and Instagram by searching Married to a Disney Addict to become part of our Ohana. Be sure to hit that follow button to stay up to date on all of our upcoming episodes. And as always, see you real soon.